Peace and blessings. Welcome to another episode of Boss Hijabipreneur. Women often appear to suffer from the misconception that to be successful in business or accepted in society, they have to diminish or denounce their faith or beliefs. As a business coach, I have encountered women cross-culturally who face internal conflict regarding their religious identity, maintaining their family roles, and being their most authentic selves. I developed this podcast to help guide them back to reclaiming their faith, better define their roles as women, so they can own their identity, live their absolute best life, and be a powerhouse in business. Let's tune in to today's episode, Already in Progress. Are you holding you back? Have you ever thought that you're the one in the way, sis? In these last few weeks of 2019, we're going to get real honest with ourselves. Let's open up our journals and start putting down the real answers to some of these questions. It's your journal and no one has to know. During meditation, exercise, quiet time, whatever you want to call it, dig deep and do the work. You can't get to where you want to be until you do the real work. So what's holding you back? In this episode, we're going to dive deep into a few of the things that are holding us as not only just women, but possibly women of faith and possibly just a human being. You know, just some of the things that are a part of our nature and, you know, just the way that God created us. Some of these things come naturally, either, you know, from birth or they come second nature to us over time. The world's beat us up. We've been told no, you know, one time too many. We've been made to feel small. We ourselves may shrink or diminish ourselves in certain situations. And the fear of failure is probably at the top of everyone's list. I'm sure when I said, what's holding you back or are you holding you back? I'm sure the first thing that came to mind and what people think about first is the fear of failure. But what I want to talk about is, and I had to come to this realization for myself a few years back, that sometimes the fear of failure comes disguised as the fear of success, or is in disguise as the fear of success. So, you know, we like to say the fear of failure. Well, what if I fail? That kind of thing. And for me, it wasn't the fear of failure. It was the fear of succeeding. And I'll tell you a little bit more of what that means. So the fear of success, I feel, is greater than the fear of failure for a lot of people. Because what happens is when you succeed that first time, say you're a baker. And, you know, you've been tasked to make this amazing, amazing, amazing cake for this, you know, premier wedding or this premier event, whatever it is. And, you know, at first you're afraid and you're saying to yourself, am I going to be able to do this, whatever the case may be, right? But then what it's not fear of failure. It's actually fear of success, because what if I make this cake and it's amazing? You know what I hear from a lot of my clients? Is I don't want to grow too fast, too quickly, which, you know, you can pace yourself, right? You don't want to take on too much in the beginning, especially if you are a new business in that first 1 to 3 years. You don't want to grow too quickly or scale too quickly, and you don't have a team or you don't have the resources to be able to handle it, right? Or you haven't put the proper systems in place. I feel like these last 2 to 3 weeks, I've been talking about systems and, you know, scaling and just, you know, making sure that all of the back end and everything that you have to take care of in the back end is being taken care of. I think, you know, we need to really hone in on this, because this is like the third time that this conversation has come up on the podcast in the last 3 weeks, right? So literally every episode we've talked about this. But anyway, so a lot of times, so let's go back to this, you know, like baker story, right? So say, you know, if they make this amazing cake and it's amazing, now they go to this premiere event, they have this amazing cake. Now all of a sudden they start getting these orders in left and right and all that kind of stuff. What if the baker is all by himself or herself? What if they don't have a team just yet and the baker has all of these orders coming in left and right. They don't have the right team possibly, et cetera, et cetera. So there's this fear of success, and there's this fear that once I do this great or amazing thing, then I have to keep duplicating this. What if I'm not ready? What if I, health-wise, I'm not at a place where I can handle or I have the stamina to be able to handle it, depending on, what you have going on. So what type of business that you're in. You could not be in the right physical shape to be able to handle some of the travel, to be able to handle some of the different things. So just making sure that, you're in a place to where you're preparing everything in the background. But don't let that, that fear of success, don't let that stop you. And work on getting uncomfortable. Work on getting real uncomfortable and coming from a place of, you know what? Today is a new day and I may have some new experiences today. And you should hope that you have some new experiences every single day. One of the other things too is to help you to keep from being derailed and to help keep you on pace is to have clear goals. So know in 3 years, I want to be here. In 4 years, I want to be here. In 5 years, I want to be here. And really start to spell that out for yourself, because here's what may happen. And I remember this my first year in business, is I believe I had planned out about 6 or 7 different events that I was going to have in my first year, and I had planned these all out. I ended up having somewhere around about 42 plus events, whether they were live events, whether they were online classes and webinars, that kind of thing. I ended up hosting or co-hosting 42 plus events, something like that, in my first year of business. Meanwhile, in my planner, I had 7. And so basically what I had to do was once I had blown past the 7 events that I wanted to host, which I ended up doing, I had to go back and I had to re-look at the plan and I had to stretch myself a little bit. So making sure that somewhere you have that 1 year, 3 year, 5 year plan, 10-year plan written down somewhere, because you may have to pull from 3 years, because in that first year you may have lived, 3 years worth of life, if that makes, any sense to you guys. I hope that that resonates with you. So making sure that you've taken out the time, or you continuously take out the time to continue to plan and to continue to do the work. One of the things that I will tell you is that there's an affirmation that I use, and it's probably one of my, first of all, my go-to affirmations. And the second thing is, it has a way of making you touch in with yourself and touch base with yourself and really, really, really dig deep. And the affirmation goes like this: everything I need in this moment, I have and I am. If you've been tasked with something, you've been placed in the room, you belong there. So embrace it and thrive in the moment. A few episodes back, we talked about imposter syndrome, and this is huge for us as women. This is huge for us as women of color. It's huge for us, just as a community, right? And I almost get, a little bit emotional, almost teary-eyed every single time I say that to myself. Usually when I'm getting ready to give a speech, or usually when I'm getting ready to take the stage somewhere, whether it's a panel, whatever the case may be, I say this to myself: everything I need in this moment, I have and I am. Everything that we've been gifted with, every talent that we've been gifted with, every ability, every knowledge, a piece of knowledge that we've been gifted with, has all come from the Creator. So the Creator has given you every single thing that you need. So you don't have to worry about it. You have read something, you have learned something, you're going to be able to pull from a personal experience, that book knowledge, a podcast, whatever the case may be, you're going to be able to pull what you need in that exact moment from someplace that you've learned from. And so don't worry about that. So that fear of failure, first of all, take it out of your vocabulary, and definitely, work on that fear of success, because a lot of times it's more the fear of success than it is the fear of failure. One of the next ones that came up, and I thought that was really, really, really important. And I think that this happens again. We do it to ourselves. So I thought that it was really important to do this episode, Are You Holding You Back? Because we like to play the blame game. We would like to say, I'm not where I want to be because my parents, I'm not where I want to be because of my spouse, I'm not where I want to be because I became a mom, I'm not where I want to be because of, fulan, fulana, and everybody, right? And it's the furthest thing from the truth. So you have the power to propel yourself forward. So the next one is listening to your own negative voice. I want you to stop. Stop and cut yourself off mid-negativity. I made that up, y'all. So cut yourself off mid-negativity, okay? And a lot of times we use words like, I should, or I can't. Or I wish. And my personal pet peeve is the word try. And one of the things that we work on when I, first encounter clients and we agree to work with one another and we agree to proceed as a coach and as a client is I work on the mindset and transforming the mindset and removing some of these negative words. And one of them is that word try. For me, you're either doing or you're not. You're either willing to or you're not willing to. There's no such thing as try. You're either committed or you're not. You're I don't think there's another way to put it. Like you're either committed or you're not. And then the word I can't. If you think that you can't, you can't. If you think that you can, you can. I think I was watching an episode and like Will Smith came on and he said that that was, I believe, said by Paulo Coelho, or it came about in one of his books. But when Will Smith said it, it is when I felt it and it resonated with me. So if you think that you can, you can. If you think that you can't, you can't. And like you're both right. Like both of those thoughts are right. And so cut yourself off, cut the negativity out. And literally, sometimes, we have to allow ourselves to experience some different emotions. Sometimes we have to allow ourselves maybe to go back in time and experience, that negative thing, but not to experience it and rehash the negative thing, but to experience it and say, okay, what did I learn from that past moment? And then how is it going to serve me right now? Or in some future moment, or an hour from now, a day from now, a month from now, how is this past moment, how is this past situation that's coming up exactly right now, how is it going to serve me in the future? And I think that that is extremely important. I think that it's an extremely important to understand that sometimes negative thoughts don't come up to remind us, or they don't come up to make us feel bad. They actually come up to remind us, hey, this is something that happened. What did you learn from it? And how can you use the positivity from that experience right now? Or how can you use that negative thing that happened for your benefit in this moment right now? So I think that that is something that we need to really start to take a look at, that sometimes negative things. The other thing too, I worked on this the other day, and I'm continuously evolving and growing in this space. So you'll start to hear me talk a lot about setting boundaries. I think that when we're younger, I think sometimes that we don't learn that boundary. We don't learn boundaries sometimes, depending on our background, depending on how we were raised, depending on some of the circumstances and the things that we've been through. I think that we allow people to cross boundaries. And I think we, even ourselves, I think that we, make so many, we make so many, amends for people, or we squeeze people in and that kind of thing, that we start to diminish and we start to decrease our value and we start to take away from ourselves. And so boundaries are extremely, extremely important in this space. And they're extremely important for setting boundaries for other people and how they treat you. But they're also important. You yourself need to set your boundaries, and you need to say to yourself, okay, this particular conversation, this person, this particular environment, whatever the case may be, is triggering for me. or, you know, puts me into a negative space. And, you know, the direction that I'm going in right now, you know, that is not something that I can take on right now based on my workload or based on the things that I have going on. You know, I recently had a conversation with someone and I really had to set a firm boundary. You know, I'm in a place of joy. I'm in a place of peace. And, you know, there are certain conversations and there are certain things that, you know, there's still some work that needs to be done. There's still some evolving that needs to happen. And so right now I'm not in a space to necessarily address those type of things. And it's okay to set that type of boundary. You know, we have things going on. You know, I'm a full-time entrepreneur and I speak to clients too. Like this has really come up a lot, you know, boundaries and boundary setting and knowing, okay, my business is growing and my business is going out of control. I'm loving how much money I'm making, but what I'm not loving is, you know, possibly people's access to me, my clients having so much access to me, or, you know, with social media, people are DMing you, they email you, they call you. We have to be able to set boundaries and we have to say, hey, when I'm at work, you know, I'm working. When I'm on personal time, I'm on personal time. But I can't be available to certain people or I can't be available to people just in general at certain times because that is my time for peace. That is my time for meditation, etc. And I think that that is extremely important. Everything has a time and a place. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I'm keen on is praying and saying to myself, you know, asking God and of course, you know, being honest with myself. And sometimes I say to God, I say, listen, God, I may be weak in this area or I haven't matured enough in this area. You know, help me to grow in this area, but help this situation to be able to, you know, fix itself, you know, at a later time, because right now is not a good time for me. And this is why. And I think that we need to be okay with that. And so cutting yourself off negativity and boundaries, like I think we need to work on understanding that that has a direct correlation, one with the other, is that, you know, sometimes, you know, it's just not the right time or the place. You know, I have friends and, you know, just speaking of boundaries, and these are good things. This is not a bad thing. These are good things. And just saying to them, you know what? I'm available after 4 o'clock. And what time, by the way, you know, I have a list of people that I want to call. I have to call my aunt. Listen, I've been owing my aunt a phone call. Please don't judge me, y'all. I've been owing my aunt a phone call. I forget how many aunts I have, but I have quite a few of them. It's in the dozens, the amount of aunts that I have, right? But aunts and laws, all that good kind of stuff. But anyway, this particular aunt, she specifically told me that she wanted me to call her. And so we normally talk at least 2 or 3 times a week on a regular basis. And, you know, just, you know, busy with work and busy with different things that, you know, I really need to sit and make sure that she's on the list. And so because I'm on here, I'm going to make sure that I call her today. After 4 o'clock. And so just making sure that people understand that, hey, you know, I've got to record a podcast. Hey, I've got, you know, 3 podcast episodes that I have to record. Hey, I have client calls today. Hey, I have an appointment. Whatever the case may be, it's just setting up those boundaries. You know, I can't, you know, work on this at this time, but what I can do is, and that's what boundaries sound like. And so, for me, you know, just setting those, you know, boundaries and cutting yourself off negativity. A lot of times that negativity stems from us not verbalizing and standing up for ourselves and not saying, hey, I can't work on this right now, but what I can do is, and, or when I can, do it is at this X, Y, Z, time. So, I just think that that's extremely important. So I'm going to take a little bit of a pause break here and we are going to hear from one of our sponsors. We'll be right back. This one right here is a big one, guys, and I am actually a recovering one myself, being a perfectionist. So I am a recovering perfectionist, you guys. And part of this is control. So being a perfectionist is seemingly being in control. I will say that. The second thing is it comes from a place of fear of being judged, fear of, you know, failure. Again, here we go again with those, you know, that word again, fear of failure. And, you know, just just not wanting to, you know, seemingly look like a fool or look like you're not in control of yourself or you're not in charge of the situation. And as a woman that held an executive role or a leadership role in pretty much every single, you know, role that I had, every single, you know, company that I worked at, I held some type of role of leadership. And so because of that, there is a lot of pressure to seem like you know what you're doing all the time. And I will tell you, business and being an entrepreneur will teach you the total opposite, will teach you how to say, you know what? I don't know everything. Hey, so-and-so, I don't know how to do this. Would you mind showing me? I see that you're great at this. Would you mind showing me? And so for me, going into business for myself over 20, you know, I've been in business quite a few times. So 15 plus years ago, right? Going into business for myself the first time, going into business with my husband at the time, you know, it taught us, it taught me, it taught us how, you know, sometimes you need to say that you don't know. Sometimes you need to go back and learn, you know, a particular skill or hire someone who has that skill. And then, you know, be humble enough to have possibly that person that you've now employed show you the rope, show you how to do that thing. You know, in some cases, a lot of times you yourself won't be doing the work. But I think that as an entrepreneur or, you know, just even as an employee or a person in leadership, it's important to know how to do everything. Not necessarily, it won't be, you know, it's not necessarily that you'll be in active practice of, you know, doing that particular job. But I do think that it's important to know those things. So perfectionism, you know, and just being a perfectionist, right? I'm going to tell you what the new perfection is, and that is choosing progress over perfection. Every single day, making strides and taking step forward, taking steps forward in that area where of opportunity or in your business or in your job or in motherhood, in whatever the case may be. I think, you know, I'll talk a little bit about family, you know, with my children. I have apologized to my children a million and one times, and I've told them, like, this is my first go around at being a mom. This is my first go around at being the mother of a boy and at being the mother of a girl. I haven't had practice in this other than with the two of you. And so, you know, things that I did with my son, you know, I improved on and didn't do with my daughter. But we're talking about two different genders here. And so, you know, there are things, mistakes that I made, you know, with my daughter and how, you know, I approach certain situations with her. And it's okay. You know, it's okay. But I think that it's also important to say, hey, I'm learning too. And I did not know that. And I think that my children have more respect for me because I tell them, hey, I don't know. Hey, let's go figure this out together. Hey, let's learn this new thing together. Or you know what? How would you like for me to have handled this? Or how would you like me to handle it? And then, you know, that's something that I've been able to do with my children. And so I find that so encouraging. And so one of the things that I'll say to you guys in working with no longer being a perfectionist and choosing progress over that perfection is to work with integrity and a sense of urgency. So I think that what we do is we say, okay, you know, I want to be this perfectionist and I want to seem like I'm in charge. And no, you know, integrity, let's remember that word integrity. Like being a perfectionist is basically, you know, fluffing. Is basically saying, you know, I'm going to fluff it and I'm going to kind of like fake it till I make it. No, be okay with saying, hey, I don't know this thing, but at the same time, acting with a sense of urgency and going and finding that person to either do the job for you or going and learning that skill or that method or whatever the case may be, and then learning it quickly and being able to apply it. And I think that will help to keep you moving forward. And one of the things, I posted this a couple of weeks ago on my social media, and that was to just keep moving towards the best next decision. And I think sometimes what we think is we think, okay, but what if I fail or whatever the case may be. But what I want to say to you is just keep making the best next decision. So if today, you know, you make a decision and it doesn't turn out well, go back to the drawing board, do your audit, you know, for the day, and then create your list for tomorrow and have at it the next day and see, okay, I've arrived at this same plateau, or I've arrived at this same place again. How would I handle it a little bit differently? And also, one of the things that I want to encourage you is to ask yourself these three, or ask yourself this one question, but it's broken down into three parts. And that's, what should I learn? What should I teach? And what should I do next? And what should I learn, of course, helps you to acquire the knowledge that you may need at the next step. Sometimes you come across some information, you come across a podcast, you come across a book, et cetera. You don't know why you're reading the book. I have done this plenty of times. There's a book out there. It's called Book the Business. I forget the name of the author, but I'll put it in the show notes. But Book the Business, I read that book long before I wrote my book. And so when it came time to write my book, guess what? I actually knew how to market my book. I even knew how to write my book so that it would be marketable, write my book so that, you know, I would be able to sell it, right? So I teach this in my author's masterclass. We have one that's coming up December 13th. It's a 4-week author masterclass for new and aspiring authors. And what's one of the things that I teach is that being able to write the book so that it sells, as opposed to writing the book and then praying that, you know, it sells. So, you know, so just speaking to, you know, making that progress. So what should I learn? Sometimes what you should learn next will fall into your lap. Teaching. So I think that it's very important. And one of the things that I am a big promoter of is to make sure that everything that you learn, you teach it to someone. And now, that does not mean to go willy-nilly and just teaching it to anyone who will listen. But, you know, again, looking for the cues and the clues, because so God will send you the people that He wants you to teach to. So for me, I host webinars, workshops, and classes, right? And so those people find their way to me. I post, hey, this is the class that I'm working on. This is the new thing that I've learned. I've mastered this, and I want to teach it to a choice few people, right? And so that's one of the things that you do, is to teach it to different people. The next thing is what should I do next? Again, it's another thing of making sure that you're following your intuition, you're following that gut feeling, and it will lead to you to what you should do next. The final one that I wanted to talk about is procrastination. Again, I think I'm putting a lot of my faults, or a lot of things that I've been guilty of in the past. But you know what? I'm okay with that, because if I'm able to help someone with this episode, if I'm able to help someone with the things that I've learned, I'm good. And so procrastination, ladies, and possibly gentlemen who may be listening, right? Procrastination is really the lack of faith, possibly in yourself, in other people, in a process, whatever the case may be. Lack of faith in, you know, sometimes even what you know, so some of the knowledge that you know. Lack of interest. So maybe you're pursuing a path, or you're pursuing an education, you're pursuing something, but it doesn't really resonate with you. Your heart is not really in it. And you're just pursuing it possibly because of the money, possibly because of the affluence that may come from it, possibly because that's what your parents want you to do, whatever the case may be. But, you know, you're not going to, you know what you're going to do? You're going to wake up and you're going to begrudgingly get up every single day like, oh, I have to go to class, or I have to show up at this job, or I have to do this task, or I have to do this thing, whatever the case may be, because your heart is not in it and it's not really something that you want to do. The next, of course, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, is knowledge, and not having the knowledge to be able to move forward in something, not having the knowledge to be able to have a place to speak from, right? So sometimes, you know, what I tell you and what I tell people is, they'll say, I don't know what to talk about on my social media, or I don't know what to talk about, you know, when I post something. Go read. Go read something. Go read up on the topic that you're posting about. Go read up on the products that you sell. Go read up on people that have, you know, been in the same place that you've been, or have products that you have. Whatever the case may be, go learn about that thing and then come back. And you won't procrastinate because you'll have, you know, that backing behind you to be able to propel you forward. The other thing is purpose. So not having a clear purpose, not having set goals and expectations, not having done any of the background work to bring you forward. So knowing what your purpose is and having a clear mission, a clear vision, all that good kind of stuff. So making sure that you have, you know, these things will help you not to procrastinate. Continue to move in the vein of procrastination. And I saved this piece of it for last. Procrastination also includes laziness. And so one of the things that you have to do is you have to get to the root of the laziness. Are you sleeping in? Are you procrastinating and leaving something off to the last minute? What is keeping you back? What is keeping you back? It could be any of the above mentioned things that I named. It could be you haven't checked in with yourself for a while. You know, you may not be feeling as passionate about a certain topic or a certain part of your business or a project that you've been working on. Like, what is triggering you in this lazy phase? What is triggering you to sleep? What is triggering you to possibly not even want to get up and get dressed in the morning, right? Are you not feeling inspired in this particular vein, or are you not feeling particularly inspired? And getting to the root cause of that, I think I mentioned at the beginning, just whipping out that journal and getting real honest with yourselves. Like, what is causing the laziness? What is the reason? It could be your health. You could be, you know, lacking a nutrient. You could need to change your diet, whatever the case may be, but you've got to get to the bottom of it. If you want to have the progress, you want to have the success, you want to achieve the goals that you want to achieve, right? So just going to back to what the episode is about is, are you holding you back, and then getting to the root cause and the reason why. And then, you know, I think laziness is also, you know, in whole or in part with the idea that if I accomplish this goal, I'm going to have to keep living up to this next level of execution or this expectation. People will begin to have this expectation. And it goes back to that fear of success. Like, people are going to look to me as the guru. You know, once I answer this first question, I put out this podcast episode, I put out this post on social media, I write the book one, book two, book three, whatever the case may be, people are now going to look to me to come to me with those answers. And I think you have to prepare yourself for that. And you have to say to yourself, is this something that I want to do and I'm going to have and that I'm willing to continuously do? And so only you can figure that out. Only you can determine what that is. And this particular vein is not to discourage you. It's for you to get real honest with yourself and to ask yourself, What is some of the background work that you need to do? Do you need to get inspired? And how do you get inspired? Only you can answer these questions. You know, one of the things for me, I'm really big on this, is therapy and talk therapy and being able to go to someone who has an unbiased opinion, you know, doesn't know you from a can of paint in the wall, and being able to bounce your ideas off of. Sometimes I think when we talk to people, or when we have a conversation with people, or we express a thought or an idea, people think that we want them to solve the problem for us, or people think that we're waiting for an answer back. Sometimes we just need to hear ourselves say things out loud. I recently read this, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, and I was reading about, you know, therapy, and I was just reading up on I was reading these different articles. And I'm a big proponent of therapy. Whatever type of therapy you're comfortable with, have a session or two a month and just do the work. But you know, one of the things that, you know, came up, you know, in this particular article that I was reading is it was talking about how With therapy, that a lot of people don't go to therapy because they think that, you know, this person is going to judge them or that they need to be fixed in some way. Sometimes you just need to go to therapy for you to be able to hear yourself out loud, for there to be a person there that doesn't say anything most of the time, and that leaves you to come to your own rational, conclusion about some topics, etc. And I think for me, you know, the last year or two, you know, with therapy, so I go to therapy at least once a month virtually. So that's another option that you guys can look into, is virtual therapy. And the sessions are not really about anything that may be necessarily, wrong. They're just my opportunity to be able to speak with someone that just has an unbiased opinion and that, you know, I can bounce my ideas off of. In some cases, sometimes what comes up is like, hey, you know, this may be stemming from, you know, something that happened in the past or something that happened, you know, when you were a kid or when you were an adolescent, that type of thing. And it's coming back up, you know, present day. And so, you know, I hope that this episode was helpful. I hope that what you're able to do with this particular episode is you're able to dig deep and you're able to start to have those internal conversations with yourself and stop holding yourself back. You know, I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, I'm grateful for is not blaming other people. We can't put the blame on other people. You know, whatever other people do speaks to, you know, and stems from where they're coming from. Your response to it stems from you. And so the only thing that you can control is your response to, you know, some outside, you know, stimuli, right? So I pray that this episode was a benefit, and I pray that you guys also join us next week. My inspirational quote of the week: Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, used to say, "O Allah, I seek your refuge from incapacity, laziness, cowardice, miserliness, decrepit old age, and punishment of the grave. O Allah, grant my soul its dutifulness, taqwa, and purify it. You are the one to purify it. You are its guardian and its Lord. O Allah, I seek your refuge from knowledge that does not benefit, and from a heart that is not humble, and from a soul that is never satisfied, and from a supplication that is not answered." Reported by Ahmed at-Tirmidhi. If you found this episode to be helpful, please subscribe, share with your friends, colleagues, and family, and also be sure to leave us a testimonial that we can share with our listeners. If you have a business or product and would like to sponsor an episode, please email the word sponsor to info@bunhd.com for more details. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.